Okay, gang, as I try to do at least for a few minutes so I can get into a volleyball game that starts in 14 minutes. Any questions or comments or situations?
Vance?
Yes.
This is Will Johnson down in South Carolina. Can I ask you a question on the waterfall?
Absolutely. Fire away.
Okay. Of all the stuff that it filters out, is there still fluoride in the water when it comes out or not?
Say that again. Does it filter what out?
The fluoride.
Okay. I've mentioned this before, and I get this information both from Charlie Franklin and Andre Drury, who are both what I consider to be water experts, and whether or not they would call themselves that, but Charlie Franklin has worked with the University of Virginia in testing, developing water systems. Charlie and Andre agree on this emphatically, that even the best, and I'd love to find, if somebody could prove them wrong and prove me wrong, to find out something out there, that the best water systems, we're talking commercial grade, you know, big, big systems, the best that are out there will only guarantee and take out 50% fluoride that's put in with the water. Okay? Now, take it, run it through the waterfall, and run it through again to get the other 50% out? No. Okay? Dave Balzer made that comment. Said, no. But the best that are out there, once fluoride has bonded with water, fluoride is a byproduct from the aluminum industry. It's a toxic chemical, and rather than paid it someplace, they figured out how to sell it to companies that put it in our toothpaste. Roger Drummer will address this emphatically and say that whole thing about putting fluoride for kids in grade school and in kindergarten, he said it's such a farce. We naturally, and our teeth don't need it. There's so much that's just interwoven in. So once it's bonded with the water, you can get a water source that doesn't have it in it, but some city municipalities, they just have bought, you know, they've stood up into this, walked up to this, they drunk the Kool-Aid without even doing the research as a city water treatment municipality, and they're buying this and then charging us, the customers, for it. And we don't want it. I mean, it's not something that, as you're drinking water, that it's going to bond with your teeth. It's a farce. So the nice thing is, though, our bottles and the waterfall and, you know, every other, you know, previous Nikon system we have, it'll take out a good portion of it, but will it take out, you know, 100%? No.
Okay, yeah, the reason is my son didn't want to use my water. He used the excuse that he likes the fluoride in the water, and I didn't know whether it removed it or not. Myself, I grew up from the Platte River in Colorado, so I'm used to fluoride, but I don't object to it. But now you surprise me that it does not bond with our teeth. So I don't know. But that's good that there's some in there.
Yeah,
it's forced flow too.
It's a shame that it's in the water, but it is what it is. So.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, gang, if there's nothing else, I'm going to duck in and watch my daughter play volleyball, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday when Dr. Jackson will be with us. And again, as a reminder, 2 weeks from today, those stories, whether how, you know, insignificant you may think, we've got a lot of great Nikon stories that I'd love to use to encourage some new folks that may not have heard of these before. So that's 2 weeks from today. So, everybody, I'm going to sign off. Have a great weekend. If there's anything that I can do, don't hesitate to call me, 503-95-5683. And if it's a non-emergency, just pop me an email, and I'd be happy to assist any way that I can. And the email address is D as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers995@AOL.com. All right. I'm signing off, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vince.
Great call, Vince. Thanks a lot. God bless.
Thank you, Justine.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the game. Thanks.